to the Derby. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-643-3265. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-643-3265. That's 1-800-643-3265. 1-800-643-3265.
The last of 11 band members charged in the hazing death of a Florida A&M drum major has turned herself in to authorities. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says a 20-year-old LaSherry Codner surrendered Sunday at the Orange County Jail. A criminal investigation of the band's finances continues, as does a probe by the state university system into whether university officials ignored warnings about hazing. Police say they have located the body of the girlfriend of a Southern California man who led police on a chase Friday that shut down a busy freeway for an hour. Orange County police arrested 31-year-old José Fernando Limas following the chase and later charged him in the death of his girlfriend and the couple's two young boys. Authorities in Cincinnati say six people were wounded in a shooting at what officials described as an after-hours establishment. Cincinnati TV stations report the initial investigation indicates six people were shot early Sunday morning. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
If you're like me, every time you see an ad on TV about feeding hungry children, it touches your heart. You know children are starving. You want to do something, but things are pretty tough here right now. Go to USAGoodness.com and find out how you could help feed hungry children while earning extra money to meet the needs of your own family. How great is that? I'm Andy Willoughby, and we'll show you how to be a social entrepreneur. Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177. 800-301-6177.
A recent study shows that some 800,000 people with Alzheimer's are living alone. Correspondent John Klobuchar reports.
New data from the Alzheimer's Association says that translates to about 1 in 7 Americans coping with the disease without someone to cook for them, monitor their finances, and most importantly, look out for their safety. In many cases, there are loved ones on the sidelines, but they agonize over when to step in, and the challenges will only grow as the disease surges in the coming years. It's estimated almost 5.5 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's or similar dementias. That number is expected to reach up to 16 million by 2050, because the population is aging so rapidly.
Americans may not like how some of their favorite snack foods are being tweaked overseas, but growth in the business outside the U.S. is helping offset flatlining sales at home. With more, here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Russians prefer their Lay's potato chips dusted in caviar and crab flavors. The Chinese like their Oreos stuffed with mango and orange cream. And in Spain, Kellogg's all-brand cereal is served floating in hot coffee instead of cold milk. Combined sales for snack foods in China, Brazil, and Russia rose 11% last year to $17 billion.
Vice President Joe Biden is shrugging off Osama bin Laden's assessment of his skills, denying that he would be incompetent as president. Biden told NBC's Meet the Press that bin Laden was wrong about a lot of things. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, 3 kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. Did you know that it's legal in California to use packs of dogs to hunt bobcats and bears? When I learned about that, I was so outraged, I just had to find out more. And that quickly led me to California State Senator Ted Lieu, who is our first guest on the show today. Ted has demonstrated a genuine interest in the welfare of animals, and not only will he be speaking about dogs, hunting bears, and bobcats, but also about protecting animals in shelters, microchipping, and the banning of street sales of pets. Later in the hour, we will ask, is your pet groomer qualified and competent to safely care for your pet? When you drop off your beloved companion animal at the groomer's, do you ever wonder if everything's going to go safely? I mean, many people probably just assume that the groomer knows what he or she is doing and your animal should be in good hands, right? Well, you might want to think about this. And I did when I learned about this legislation pending, also in California, by the way, aimed at reducing grooming mishaps. And we'll be speaking with Jackie Berman, who is involved in working on getting this law passed. Now, I want to welcome Ted Lieu, Senator Ted Lieu, who represents California's Senate District 28, which includes the cities of Carson, El Segundo, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, and Torrance, as well as portions of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Senator Lieu received his law degree from Georgetown University and became a member of the California Assembly in 2005. Governing Magazine has twice honored him as one of the top 12 lawmakers in the country. Welcome, Senator Lieu.
Thank you.
Senator, let's begin with the Hound Hunting Bill, SB 1221. You are a sponsor of this legislation. Please describe the situation concerning bears and bobcats being hunted by dogs.
Sure. I authored the bill because I wanted California to be at least as humane as Montana was in 1921, when Montana banned the use of dogs in bear hunts. And when you look at the states in America, only a minority of states allow the use of dogs for hunts for bears and bobcats. And my view is California should be a leader on humane values, not a state that doesn't care about them. And that's why I authored this bill.
And right.
What happens in one of these hunts is basically these dogs will have often these radio telemetry collars, and they will go chase a bear. And if they happen to find baby bear cubs, they'll just maul them. If they find other wildlife along the way, they'll attack them as well. And then they chase this bear until the bear gets exhausted. The bear then climbs up a tree, and the hunter notices that all these dogs now have stopped running, and they're around an area. Hunter walks to where the dogs are, sees the bear, and shoots the bear out of the tree. And it's been likened to shooting a bear at a zoo. So it is inhumane for the dogs, it is inhumane for the wildlife and the bear, and I believe it's time to put a stop to it.
It's incredibly sad, and these people call it a sport, right?
It's interesting that they call it a sport when they're just shooting an animal that's stuck in a tree.
Exactly.
So that's, in fact, one reason Montana banned this, and many other states have as well, because they believe it's just not even fair to be doing this.
Right. Senator Lieu, you learned about this practice referred to as hounding after the infamous Dan Richards incident. We discussed this on the show a few weeks ago. Remind my listeners, please, who Richards is and what he did.
Yeah, so Dan Richards is the president of the California Fish and Game Commission. He's a public official, and he went to another state where it was legal to hunt mountain lion because it's illegal in California. He used, hounds to do the hunt. He then killed the mountain lion, posted pictures of him with the kill, and he bragged about it. He talked about how tasty mountain lion was to eat, and he really sort of stuck it to the voters of California by showing, hey, I'm the California Fish and Game Commissioner, and I'm here hunting mountain lion. And you can't do that in California, and that's too bad. And to me, that was outrageous. And lots of folks believe he should have resigned. He has not yet decided to do that. His term, fortunately, is up at the end of this year, so I don't believe he's going to be able to do any more damage. And the commissioners have really marginalized him on the commission as well. And I believe they may themselves take him out as being president of the commission. So we'll see what happens.
Do you think he should resign or be fired by the governor for this incredibly cruel act?
Well, so under the law, the governor can't actually fire him, but the governor does not need to reappoint him. And
I see.
I'm fairly certain the governor would not reappoint him. But I think he should resign because not only did he really sort of stick it to California voters with his mountain lion kill, but he also violated the law. As a public official, you're limited to how much you can accept in gifts. It's $420. He accepted a gift of over $6,000 to do this hunt, and he didn't disclose it. And so he actually violated a fair political practice law in California. Ultimately, he ended up paying for it after it was discovered that he violated the law. But for that reason, plus just what he did was the killing of the mountain lion, I believe he should resign.
We agree. You know, Senator Liu, I saw a video featuring the Humane Society spokesperson who made an excellent point that when a mother bear is scared and runs up a tree, sadly, the cubs are left alone, and if the dogs don't tear them apart first, and the families get broken up, and there's really no way to track this sort of thing. So we really don't know how often that happens out there.
That's correct. And in fact, I've seen video, ABC actually showed video of packs of dogs attacking a baby bear cub simply because bear cub was around the mom and was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It is really inhumane for both the dogs, which can be injured, killed, or lost, as well as for the bear and bear cubs. And then, right, we also have the use of these packs of dogs for hunting bobcats. And I've seen pictures, and sometimes what happens is the dogs simply tear the bobcat apart. So it's not even really hunting. You just let loose a pack of dogs, and then they go and kill a bobcat. So for these reasons, my bill bans both hunting with dogs for bears and bobcats.
So, Senator, let me ask you a very basic question here, and that is, why are we hunting bears and bobcats at all in California?
My bill is targeted at removing a technique of hunting. So it's saying, well, you can still hunt bears and bobcats, you just can't use packs of dogs to do it because of the inhumanity of that approach.
Yeah.
The general issue of whether you should hunt bears or bobcats, I personally don't do it, and I, you know, wouldn't do it. But there are, you know, people in California who do hunt, and, you know, the laws do allow them to hunt.
Yeah. So, assuming one needs to actively manage a wild animal population by killing some of its members, and I'll tell you that I do not accept this premise, but assuming that it's going on, doesn't the existence of states which have banned hounding, and you said there's many of them, and yet are able to manage their populations, prove that the practice of hounding is just not needed?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, when we had the hearing on this bill, it was a two-hour hearing with numerous witnesses and hundreds of supporters and opponents on both sides. It was clear that the use of hounds is not a population management tool for bears or bobcats. And in fact, in California, the majority of bears and overwhelming majority of bobcats are hunted without the use of packs of dogs. When you look at the California bear population, it's about 30,000, according to their fish and game witness. Every year, between 1,500 and 1,800 bills are hunted and killed. That is a very small percentage of the overall bear population. It is simply not used as a population management tool. That is a red herring. There is no truth to that argument. And in California, the numbers simply don't support that argument. The use of hounds has really no linkage to population management in any sort of way.
We're speaking to Senator Liu. We're going to take a break. Senator Liu, after the break, we're going to talk about or ask you where this legislation stands now, and do you think it will become law this session? So don't go away. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and you are listening to Animals Today.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to California State Senator Ted Lieu, and we were talking in the last at the beginning of the show about hound hunting bill, SB1221. So just for those just tuning in, Senator, describe the legislation and where does it stand now, and do you think it's going to become law this session?
Sure. The bill bans the use of dogs to hunt bears and bobcats. This bill was tried twice before in the legislature, and it never got past its first committee. I am very pleased that the bill did pass its first committee this time. It passed Senate Natural Resources, and it is my hope, and I think it has a very good shot of becoming law this year. And listeners can call their senators and assembly members and urge them to support the bill. That would be helpful as well.
Very good. Senator, let's move on to a pet microchipping bill you authored. Describe this bill and why you feel it's needed.
Yeah, so last year I authored a bill that required animal shelters to microchip their pets before you could get them if you had lost your pet. And also, it would require them to microchip pets that they were giving to other folks. And so their theory and rationale for this is, you know, obviously, you know, dogs don't talk, so they can't tell you, you know, who their owner is if they don't have any identification on them. And, you know, there's all sorts of statistics that show, you know, many pets are not recovered at all. But if they have a microchip, then it's astronomically high, I mean, in the, you know, 97% range. And so this was an ability to try to get lost pets returned to their owners and to stop the euthanization of all these animals that end up in shelters because they run away from home. And that was the theory of the bill.
Very good. And what is the status of the bill now?
So, unfortunately, the governor vetoed the bill, but we are working with his office to see if we can come up with another bill that achieves similar goals but doesn't have the cost that his office believed were going to be imposed on the state. And so,
is that why he vetoed it?
According to his veto message, that is correct. But I am very pleased that he did, however, sign at the same time another bill of mine, which was Senate Bill 917, and that banned the street sales of animals because a lot of times these puppy mills, the only way they could get sales of puppies, since legitimate pet stores don't buy from them, is to have these puppies sold at street corners, you know, at unregulated parking lots and other places. And this bill puts a stop to that and says you cannot do that anymore.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. There are so many people that just want to earn an extra buck and want to sell these dogs and cats on street corners. That's so great.
And if they violate the law, the penalty is up to a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail, and also you can get a fine as well.
So can citizens report individuals?
Yes, they can, and you should get, you know, your animal control officers out there, because it is the law of the state. You cannot do this anymore.
And do you think it's being enforced?
You know, I don't have data on that because it's a relatively new law, but I would hope it is. And really, you know, when you look at the research, and one reason we carried this bill is a lot of times when people sell pets, if they sell them at a street corner or, let's say, a parking lot or another unregulated place, and you buy the puppy and it turns out the puppy is sick or has all these diseases or so on because of how maltreated they were at the puppy mill, you have no recourse because you may show up at a street corner next week and no one's there. So this bill tries to prevent that from happening. And the reason it doesn't ban folks from selling animals from their homes is because it's a big deal when you can go to someone's home and actually look at how they're caring for the animals, and you have a much better sense of are they taking care of these puppies and of their animals. So hopefully what this bill does is it makes the good actors get more business because people will buy from them and stop the bad actors from selling diseased and sick puppies in these unregulated places.
Right. Senator, are there any other animal-related issues that you hope to address in the near future?
Yes. So I have a bill that is sponsored by the District Attorney's Office, which helps in cases of where you have hoarding, right, people who abuse animals and, let's say, have 100 cats or dogs. And under the current law, unfortunately, they can get those cats or dogs back once the county or state nurses them back to health. This bill says, no, they actually can't get them back. They've got to be given to other people for adoption because this person that hoarded them really has no, should never get them back again because of the damage that they're causing to these animals.
Senator, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So are you saying if a hoarder is caught and they confiscate his or her sick animals, once the animals are back to good health, they are returned to the hoarder?
That's correct.
That's incredible.
Because the way the law is written, it says if the animal basically gets back to good health, the owner gets the animal back. And what we're saying is no, even if the animal gets nursed back to good health, the owner is not going to get that animal back because of
right.
how much abuse and neglect they've done to that animal.
Yeah. Wonderful. Is there anything my listeners can do to help move this along?
Again, they can contact their senators or assembly members and urge support of the bill. But I think right now the ban on the use of dogs in hunting bears and bobcats is more controversial, and that will need a bigger push to get through the legislative process.
Very good. California State Senator Ted Lieu, thank you for appearing on Animals Today and all the great work you're doing for the animals.
Thank you.
So, Peter, did
yes,
you hear that?
I heard it.
Pretty incredible.
And what a great body of work for
oh.
a young legislator.
Young?
Yeah,
really young?
Yeah. So he's really jumped all in.
Yes.
You know, just the other day, speaking of pet animals getting returned to their owners, quote-unquote, or their abusers, is the story of the widow of the man in Zanesville, Ohio, who set his animals free before wild animals before committing suicide.
Right.
Remember that?
Sure.
Well, she is, I believe, received a number of those animals back.
That's
the
insane.
Other day because they were still her property and they were being nursed in a zoo, and the law is just not up to speed to prevent that from happening. And
oh, that's
incredible?
Insane.
So,
yeah. Wow.
So he brings out the senator brings out a very good point that there are still gaping holes in some of these laws around the country.
And he's trying to make it right and set an example, which is just wonderful.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, don't go away. We're going to actually talk about another pending legislation here in California about pet groomers.
Pet groomers.
Yes. You're going to want to hear about this. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and this is Animals Today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I am Dr. Lori Kirshner. Now I'm very pleased to welcome Jackie Berman. Jackie is the spark and energy behind a pending legislation in California called the Pet Grooming Bill, that is SB 969. Jackie is a longtime advocate for companion animals, and I'm so pleased that she's agreed to come on to tell us about this bill. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you, Lori, and let me add one more name to my last name. People in pet advocacy know me by my former name, Jackie Mercier. So I'm really Jackie Mercier Berman.
Thank you. Jackie, so the Pet Grooming Bill, SB 969, also known as Lucy's Law, and Lucy was the animal that was injured and motivated this legislation. Please tell my listeners what happened.
Well, Lucy is a Yorkie owned by David Martin in Palm Springs. I never met David, and Lucy went for her monthly grooming on a weekend, a Sunday, at a PetSmart in Palm Springs. And when David retrieved Lucy, she was limping and bleeding. She had 5 of her 8 nipples shaved off. He wasn't sure why she was limping, and she had a bulging eye. And obviously he panicked, and the grooming manager in the salon and the groomer told him that she came in that way. So David was frantic because his veterinarian is not open on a Sunday, and he called the Palm Springs police, who happened to be animal control. And by that time, PetSmart recanted and contacted a veterinarian hospital to open up on a Sunday and provide Lucy with emergency treatment, which they did. And PetSmart put their credit card over the telephone to pay for the injuries that day.
Why did David Martin call you, Jackie?
Well, he never did call me. I'm in a pet network because I am a rescuer by default. I moved to Palm Springs in 2000. I live in a golf course. People throw animals away on a golf course, believe it or not. So I became an animal rescuer by catching the animals, and I joined a pet network. That network essentially is an email list that today I think is over 8,500 people that email each other with, help me place this dog, help me rescue this dog from a shelter. And I received an email from David Martin saying, please somebody help me. I don't want to sue PetSmart. I want to change the way they do business. I found out you don't have to have any training, education, or experience to be a pet groomer in California. Anybody can buy a scissors and a shear and put out a shingle and become a groomer, bather, or brusher, and I need help. So I couldn't believe it. I responded to that email.
And how did State Senator Juan Vargas get involved?
Well, after I did the research, and the research was I contacted every state in the United States to see if there was any law or legislation or if any bills had gone into legislation regarding pet groomers being licensed, certified, registered, trained, and found none of that. I started with my local representatives in the Coachella Valley Riverside area, and I knocked on a lot of doors, and none of them would give me an appointment to look at the research and the problem. So I heard through the grapevine, the pet network, that Senator Juan Vargas in San Diego was an incredible animal lover, and contact him, and I did. And interestingly enough, he took the appointment immediately after reading the material. And when I met with him, he said, this is terrible. I had no idea. I will author this bill.
In your research, Jackie, have you been able to determine how frequently injuries to pets or deaths to pets occur at pet grooming establishments? And what are the most common injuries?
Well, if you have to ask the most common death, we have a recent incident of Rita, again, a PetSmart in Downey, California, and the most common form of death to a dog is that they're clipped by a leash on the grooming table and the groomer or animal handler walks out of the room and the dog falls off and strangles. So in 90% of my pet deaths that I researched, and I'm talking California, it was by strangulation. And in the case of Rita, they caught her before she died of the strangulation, and they tried to, according to the autopsy, administer CPR, and they pushed her trachea into her throat. So there was no way for her to survive. But to answer your question, in 2011, my research between the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and Animal Control produced 1,200 documented cases of maimed and injured animals. And veterinarians are reporting the incidents to the SPCA. Since Rita, the little puppy, the four-month-old puppy, died at the hands of a groomer at PetSmart in Los Angeles a few months ago, and that made national news, the attorney for that family notified me that she's receiving so many telephone calls of my dog was injured or died that she didn't know where to basically, you know, stockpile the calls, but she's referred them over to the senator's office, and now that 1,200 number for last year is growing.
Jackie, what are the provisions of the legislation, and how do you know it will protect pets?
We don't know it will protect pets except by the fact that when the pet owner hears or understands that they have the right to ask for the credentials of the pet groomer, whether it's a private groomer, a PetSmart groomer, a Petco groomer, if they want to see their personal credentials, whether it's a bather or a brusher, What's your training? What's your background? How much experience have you had handling animals? Just the information and the education alone will protect the pets, because informed owners will say, I don't want you touching my animal. Also, if you cannot watch your animal get groomed, whether it's bathe and brush or actually down to a cut, and you don't want to go to that groomer, I don't care where it is, you have that right, because that speaks volumes. So I think the protection to the pets, just by this bill being put into legislation and getting to the point it is today, is the fact that people now know nobody has to be certified or licensed or trained in California today. But what happens after the bill passes will change a lot.
And penalties will be imposed for a violation of these provisions?
Well, the penalties actually will be imposed by animal control, because if you can prove that it was intentional or with malice, then you can be charged under California Penal Code 597, which is animal abuse. And in some of the situations, unfortunately, we did have handlers who were drug addicts and who actually in one case beat a dog to death, and that dog was a poodle by the name of Duke, owned by a doctor, Lisa Shields, and it was a horrible story. And obviously that's a civil tort case, but Lori, you and Peter both know that animals and their being property and their value, unless they're Westminster show dogs, they don't have value in California.
Right. Jackie, California is a financial mess. What will be the cost associated with this law, and who's going to bear the cost?
Well, there is no cost associated by this act, the Pet Grooming Act, which it's now been named by Senator Vargas, because they won't require the state to finance the curriculum or the testing or the certification. It will actually become a 501c3, a not-for-profit, and will be overseen by a council. And because it's a not-for-profit, the state bears no cost. And the people on the council are huge organizations, the State Humane Society, the SPCA, Haas Business School at Berkeley. These people have come forward and said, I will sit on this council and bring in the groomers who are master groomers, certified groomers, onto the council so that they can create the best curriculum, the best testing, and then it will weed out the people that today are causing these injuries and these deaths. Because, again, the people will be informed. And up until now, no one knew the situation as it was in California or anywhere.
No, they sure didn't. Jackie, does this legislation face any serious opposition from interest groups or California legislators?
Well, not from the legislators, actually, but the opposition is from the groomers that are involved and were involved, actually, opposing the bill, and now have contacted me personally and taken a position of, you know, now that I understand what it is you're really trying to do, we are for the bill. So initially it was pet groomers thinking that they were going to have to pay a lot more money. Well, no, they won't. And they were going to have to be regulated by a government or a body, which now that's not true because it's a certification process. And they felt it demeaned their education, meaning a master certified groomer, let's say from the National Dog Groomers Association. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars educating and perfecting their grooming craft, and they felt that anybody with a certification in their window would look to the public as being as qualified as they are. But truthfully, if they create the curriculum and the examination, the groomers that are going to take it that have had no training will not pass. So it's going to weed out the people that today are causing the problems. Bathers and brushers, by the way, aren't required to have any training in handling an animal.
Jackie, we got to take a break. We're going to keep you on because I do want to ask you very important question, which is how we can help. So don't go away. We're talking to Jackie Mercier-Berman about this great new pending legislation in California about pet groomers. So this is Dr. Lori Kirschner, and you're listening to Animals Today. No one understands.
Jack Knight.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned limited warranty and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. It's really this simple. There's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're talking about the pet grooming bill. That is SB 969 with Jackie Mercier-Berman. That's a pending legislation here in California. Jackie, I just wanted to ask you where the state of the act stands now, and are you seeking public support? And if so, what can my listeners do to help?
Well, Lori, to answer your question, right now we go before Appropriations Committee on the 14th, and your previous guest, Senator Liu, is one of the senators on that committee. So essentially the fact that we got to this point was something we were told would never happen. I'm very elated, and I believe the bill can go all the way. And finally, the result being the political body in California that our senators represent, the largest political body, are the voters. So your listeners, Lori, if they would just find out who their senator is, and if they would go on the Internet to Senator Juan Vargas' website and look at the bill, they can get notifications as where the bill is in legislation. But the most important thing is contact their representative, contact their senator, because the Senate floor is going to make the final vote and approve the bill or reject the bill, and they need those votes. So the people need to make the decision, not the senators.
And one last very important question. How's Lucy doing?
Lucy has lifetime injuries, and on that note, I want to warn people because we have new membership clubs which will bathe your dog and all-you-can-eat kind of, and people have to beware of the membership clubs like Splash and Dash. For $39.95 a month, you can have unlimited baths, and we already have injuries reported to local dogs that are mounting and increasing, and these franchises are very dangerous. No training, no background in animal handling required. So, again, I hope your listeners will check out the groomer, check out the bather, check out the handler, and don't put your dog where you wouldn't put yourself, just like you check out your doctors. Right, Lori?
Great advice. Jackie, thank you for appearing on Animals Today, and thanks for the great work you're doing.
Thank you. Without your show, I don't think people would know.
Thanks, Jackie. Peter, incredible.
And surprising.
Oh, my God, so surprising.
Yeah, what a story, too.
You know, I wonder, and I meant to ask her if other states have licensing requirements for groomers. Yeah, do you know that?
I think she failed to find any.
Oh, okay.
But I'll let you know.
Well, this could be a great start.
Yeah. So,
what's in the news?
I want to ask you a question.
Okay. Is this a quiz?
This is not a quiz.
Okay.
This is a personal opinion question.
Okay.
Do you think there should be animal abuser registries? Okay, a special registry, public registry, for those convicted of animal abuse,
yes.
Similar to other kinds of... Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Well, this is becoming more popular, and it's being discussed in states around the country. The first county in the country that it's going to take effect in is Suffolk County in Long Island, New York. It's going to start any day now. And 25 states have considered such laws since 2010, and the Animal Legal Defense Fund is sort of leading the campaign. The backers of the bill of these bills recognize a growing awareness of animal rights and the public safety benefits of stopping abusers.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Do you not?
Well, I think it's a good idea, but and so do the people. So do the PETA folks. On the other hand, Humane Society President Wayne Pacelli does not think it's a good idea.
Why?
He says that shaming them with a public internet profile is unlikely to affect their future behavior, the abusers, except to perhaps isolate them from society and promote increased distrust of authority figures trying to help them.
You know, Peter, I think I disagree.
Yeah.
I think I want to know if I'm going to move next door to an animal abuser.
Right.
I want to know.
Yes.
Because it's going to tell me a lot more about that person that other than that he just abuses animals.
Well, it's an indicator quality for you.
Absolutely
so
it is.
If they have pets, you want to live next to them.
You darn right it is.
Right, right. Okay, well, there's your litmus test.
Yeah, and how do I know he's not going to throw over some poison to kill my dogs?
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, whether it looks like they're going to be reality
good.
In many more counties and states, and we'll see how it goes in Suffolk County when it goes live.
Wow.
I wonder if it's retroactive or only after it becomes, you know, goes live in a couple of days, will people start getting added to this registry? Or if you could turn on the website that day and see thousands of animal, you know, offenders.
But you know what's interesting? When we spoke to Senator Ted Lieu, and he was telling us about how they return abused and neglected animals back to the hoarders.
Yes.
I mean that. So
now have they? And which is curious because we've discussed previously on the show that you really can't cure this animal hoarding.
Right.
It's very puzzling, sort of. Condition.
Illness.
It's not very amenable to treatment. The recidivism rate is incredibly high. And so you're left to saying you were the owner, so it's your property. That's what it boils down to, I guess.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah. So I guess even though you and I sometimes wish for less laws in this country, these are instances where we probably need more of them.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've also talked about working dogs and service dogs.
Right.
And there are bomb-sniffing dogs who are, you know, very with very cute noses, and they are really good at picking up the hidden explosives, right? But it turns out some of them are not really temperamentally suited to being indoors, like in airports and places like that. And they are becoming used in the Florida Everglades to help sniff out those pythons. You know, the Everglades are being overrun by these Burmese pythons.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, and they're using the dogs to help find the pythons. Unfortunately, once they find the python, it's pretty much end of the story for the python. But that's the dogs can clear an area of pythons 2.5 times faster than a person can locate them. So they can smell them.
Wow.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very interesting. And thank you for tuning in to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or